listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. The state government has announced a 20% boost in funding for the domestic, family and sexual violence sector for next year. Stephen Miles says he isn't content with the extra $36 million from his government, though. He's heading to National Cabinet this week to ask for it to be matched.
We've made a contribution here. It's an increased contribution on top of what we regularly contribute. And there's an opportunity, I think, for the Australian government to also increase their funding commitment.
TMR say a safe sidetrack road as an alternative to the Peak Downs Highway overpass will likely open in late May. In the meantime, detour routes via Dysart Claremont Road and Peak Downs Mine Road are available with some restrictions in place. It's as earlier this month, a large truck transporting an excavator ploughed into the bridge on Hall Road, causing significant traffic disruption and longer delays for miners on their commute to work. TMR add that heavy vehicle operators using the route should refer to the conditions of operation database prior to their journey. And the Royal Flying Doctor Service has announced its local heroes, and Robin Broadhurst has received an award. She suffered a heart attack in 2013 and used the service to fly to Brisbane for surgery, ever since advocating and fundraising to give back.
Because we've used it, because they do a fantastic service and it doesn't cost, you know, the patient anything. And this is my way of paying back being a volunteer with them.
Taking a look at local sport now, in the classic clash of CQ rivalry over the weekend in the NBL One North Comp, both Mackay and Rockhampton brought their A game. In the men's, our Rockhampton Rockets only lost by a narrow 9 points, ending in a 102-111 win to the Mackay Meteors. In the women's, our Cyclones are on a roll, winning 3 games in a row now and beating the Mackay Meteorettes over the weekend by 20 points, 93-73.